Last night, there was a Ferguson protest right here in Boston. It wasn't violent, but several people were arrested for disorderly conduct. Sophia Campos was at the protest. You might remember I spoke with Sophia last week about President Obama's immigration announcement. She's a graduate student at MIT, an immigration activist, and undocumented. I asked her to describe the mood here in town last night.
The energy was high, people coming together for a similar cause, to support the Black community, to say that enough is enough, to say that we've had enough Trayvon Martins, that we've had enough Mike Browns, that we have enough 12-year-olds being gunned down by the police in open carry states like Ohio, right? And so it was really, really amazing to see not just the people that were there in Boston that marched from Roxbury to the South Bay jail, but also to see similar actions happening across the country. And all of them had very similar messages, similar energy, and people just rising to the occasion together.
And that scene at the South Bay jail was pretty impressive. I mean, people who had been demonstrating kind of saying to the people in the jail, we are with you.
We see you.
We see you.
Telling them we see you. And I have a picture of a prisoner there who taped Mike Brown's name onto his jail cell. We literally could see their bodies and we could see their human beings, right, jailed in those cells. There's over 2 million people incarcerated in this country. Also, just like there's 2 million people that have been deported from this country. And so it's families being torn apart. It's humans being dehumanized. And it's about time that we started doing something about that.
Well, it's interesting you make that connection, Sophia, because there were a lot of demonstrations all over the U.S. last night supporting the people of Ferguson and what they're facing. There was a rally in Austin, Texas, and reporter Veronica Zaragovia from radio station KUT, who contributes to The World, spoke with someone at that rally, Jesus Valles, who had emigrated from Mexico to the U.S.
Because of what we experienced when my brothers were deported, because of the violence that they suffered at the detention centers and at the hands of police, I feel like it's my duty to... I'm incredibly privileged to be a citizen, and I was very lucky to become one. And to have your family ripped apart, to have it torn apart, to have a family member killed on the street, to have a family member sent away, to no longer be able to hug that person, to no longer feel their heart against yours at Christmas or during a birthday, it destroys your world. And so the only thing we can do is keep speaking and acting and showing up and showing out.
And that was Jesus Valles, an immigrant from Mexico, at a Ferguson rally in Austin, Texas last night. Sophia Campos, you were also at a rally about Ferguson, as we just said, here in Boston. React, if you would, to those thoughts from Jesus Valles.
Yeah, my heart was being stretched as I heard his words. I can definitely relate, and that definitely resonates. You know, our struggles are connected, but they are not the same. And that is something that we as immigrant youth have been stating. We are in solidarity with Ferguson. We are in solidarity with our Black brothers and sisters.
Relate that to your own personal story. I mean, you were a kid when you moved from Peru to the U.S., discovered in high school that you were undocumented, and you've basically been an activist, if I'm not mistaken, ever since for immigration reform. So how do you see this struggle in Ferguson, the struggle of immigrants in this country? What's your own personal side of this?
Yeah, I was actually on a call last night with our United We Dream affiliates across the country discussing how we can show up for our Black brothers and sisters.
That's the organization you're primarily associated
with. That's right.
With, yeah.
And we talked about how these struggles are connected and not the same. And we also emphasize how important it is for us to be fierce and visible and standing up with our Black community. We know what it's like to feel isolated. We know what it's like to have nobody stand up with you. We know what it's like to be called illegals, to be dehumanized, to be treated as less than worthy. And so I really asked our community to be grounded in that kind of feeling as just a taste of what it might be like to be Black in this country right now. And also just to note that there's a lot of Black undocumented immigrants in this country, and they're having to struggle both, right, at the same time.
Sophia Campos, a graduate student at MIT. She's also an immigration activist. Thanks again for coming to the studio, Sophia.
Thank you.